words were exchanged at the bar. You seem nice enough so far. You brushed the hair back from my face. Did you know how much my heart raced? You told me I was beautiful, but they all do. Somehow, you meant it, and that I knew. Your eyes never left me, stayed on mine. Unsure if it was unintentional or by design. You touched my cheek, your hand so cold. I cover it, being so bold. The night ends, goes by in a blink. Something says, I will see you again, I think. Later that evening, when the moon is full, high in the sky, I feel my heart pull. I sit up in bed. I must be dreaming. You're at my window. Your eyes are gleaming, green and bright, almost aglow. You open the window, and then I know you are really here. This isn't a dream. You walk to my bed, and your eyes gleam. I start to speak, your finger on my mouth. Stops me fast. Your eyes move south. Taking in the view, you move over me. Inhaling my scent on your knee. Your hands trace over my form, not quite touching. You make me warm. Your eyes seem to glow as if they devour me, as if somehow I hold the key. To what? Who knows? I only feel as if somehow this is unreal. I feel your breath on my cheek. You hover over me. That lean physique. The words that pour from your lips are not what I expect, not even a bit. Can I have your permission? You say. I gasp and nod and wish and pray. That means what I think, and partly it's true. So fast are you on me. This feeling is new. Your body pressed close, yet cold to the touch. Parts of you are hard, and this feeling is too much. Our clothes are shed as fast as we can. Your hardness enters me, woman to man. Still feel cold, yet harder you thrust. Your mouth taking to suckling my bust. Working your way up to my slender neck. Your mouth is so cold, and I feel a peck and then a prick as you bite down deep. I gasp as the feeling makes my heart leap. Somehow, your body covers in warmth, your member hardening as you press forth, twisted and turning deeper, and yet still you drink on until you hit your fill. I lie there panting, feeling so drained, and still so pleased, and a little pained. that the meeting is over as you stand by the bed, placing a soft kiss upon my dark head. You leave by the window, and in which you came, I find myself hoping that I'll see you again.